tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello. How are you doing? My name is Liz. This is Tom DePinto. This is RBLR Sun FC. And today is a day that could be better, but other good things have happened this week. I have a lot of mixed emotions going on right now. How are you, Tom? You're muted.
Oh, am I? Come on.
No, now you're not. Eureka probably fixed it while we were talking.
Let's go.
There you go.
Yeah. Powerful emotions, Liz. We had a great weekend, right? Sunday was fantastic.
Yeah.
The game went very well. The hype, it lived up to all the hype and everything. And we're looking forward as well to this coming Saturday. The girls traveled down to Fort Lauderdale for the second time. Third game in the Florida Derby. Very important. And we're all dealing, everybody in the Tampa Bay soccer community is dealing with some news tonight, today. About the
So I apologize if this is how you find out, right. But I'm sure it's not, because it's spreading pretty fast, honestly. Matt Cox, of our of Unused Subs fame and just rowdies everywhere, have passed away, unfortunately, after a battle with cancer.
Yeah,
we just got word like an hour or two ago when we're
as we were getting ready to do our soccer podcast.
Yeah.
The news basically about one of the guys who inspired this whole thing.
It paved the way for this to be a thing.
Gave us the confidence to do this. Cheers, Matt, to you.
Yeah.
So let's do like a famous soccer podcaster did, and let's soccer podcast, Liz.
Yeah. All right. Let's soccer podcast. We played Gotham.
We did. Historic game. Only the everybody is saying, and I want to make this clear right now, I want to get it out there, everybody's saying the second ever meeting. Wrong. It's the third. Okay. DC Power and Washington Spirit had a closed door friendly. Just because we don't know anything else about it besides the fact that it happened doesn't make it any less real, everybody. Okay.
Was there a score? Probably. Do we know what it is? Nope.
Could be 0-0. Could be 5-0. We'll never know. So, actually, maybe was Frederick Brion around for that? Because I'm sure he'd say whatever at this point, unless he signed an NDA.
I feel like he was. Yes, he would have to sign an NDA for that. I guarantee. He would.
All right. Well, we'll get one of the DC players. We'll fish them out of the tank as soon as that team goes.
I thought you were gonna like finish that with something, and it's like, no, just as soon as that team goes.
Yeah, no, we all know, right? So yeah, whenever we sign Dorian Balcom. Oh no, they already sent her away. God, that's right.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, they sent her off to Fluted.
Yep. Yeah. Give me Madison Wolfbauer then, I guess. She's good. But yeah, so this was the third ever meeting. The second ever with a published score. And this was the first meeting between NWSL's side and a USL Super League side that we can confirm ended at 90 minutes in a draw. Yes. So congratulations, Tampa Bay Sun.
Yeah. And then at the conclusion of 90 minutes,
much to everyone's surprise.
And then the supporter section immediately loses their minds upon hearing, we're going to a penalty kick shootout, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. The first ever shootout in Tampa Bay Sun history. When they said we're going to a penalty shootout, we went, that's weird, but great. And then they said, so please make your way over to the heat wave section.
to the supporter section. And we're like, yes!
Come on down.
We're screaming into the mic. But yes!
Yeah. man, the vibes were impeccable all night. But especially for that shootout. We had a ton more people come over and join us. Jumping around, hopping, singing, shots, all penalty. We did not stop for nothing the entire kicks.
Yeah, I have to hand it to our crew that we had drumming. We had a smaller crew than usual, and somebody, a friend, filling in. So I have to hand it to them because they kept the vibes going all night, and they kept it going the entire penalty kick shootout. They did shots the whole time. It's great.
Really cool. I know, you know, it's like soccer etiquette. Sometimes, you know, your team's taking the kicks. You shut up. You let them kick. It's a friendly. The game was treated like a friendly. It felt like a friendly. On the field, it never got, like, out of hand. You know, if you saw the Fort Lauderdale game and then you saw this game, you could tell which one was a derby and which one was in doesn't count for the standings friendly match. It was a well-matched game the whole way through, and so we just treated it like the party it was in the stands. It was awesome. I hope it gets some people back because that was – yeah, that was some great. Real good supporters stuff that I haven't felt in a long time, honestly.
Yeah, that was that felt like a it's gonna be like a core moment.
Yeah,
in Sun history for us. Yep. Yeah, that was like, oh yeah, Fort Lauderdale lost. We took them to PKs.
Yeah, doing better than Fort Lauderdale did and playing shots through the penalty kick. That's right up there with Hat Stack and Heatwave history. Those are some of the big supporters moments. Yeah. Yeah. just pure joy. Sometimes it's all it takes, and it takes those in supporters culture. It's interesting sometimes because it takes those moments that are sort of divorced from the game itself. You know, like we could talk about the penalty saves or the first goal or when we beat Carolina at home to break their streak. Those are all great moments in team history and supporter history because they're intertwined. But sometimes to do something really unique and fun as a supporters group, it doesn't have to relate to like, oh, the team is playing great. It can, you know, it's not about us, but it's about the atmosphere. It's about the vibes, you know. It doesn't always take, we don't have to rely on the win or the big goal because that's going to make a memory one way or another. But we can do it even without that.
We're here because we just love the team.
Yeah, yeah, and we know they know based off some of the things they've said, and Jordan Zane in the post game interview, the vibes were amazing all night. Just the way our goalies know they can talk to us, especially Ashley. Ashley was she was great for the first half.
Yeah, we went out with a, was it 4-4-2-3-1?
Yeah.
So you have to be with us, everyone, because we were there and doing as much as we could to like write down, remember stuff, because we knew it wasn't being streamed. We knew nobody else. If you weren't there to experience it, you weren't going to see it. So we did our best. Tom did more work than I did. I'm going to be honest.
And I did not do enough work. So in between drinks, I interpreted what we were doing as a 4-2-3-1 based off kind of how they were when play was settled and we were on the defensive side. You know, a Gotham free kick or a Gotham throw-in was a good time to kind of check what was going on. So and this is if the team is listening, you know, 8 minutes in, if the team is listening, can you please start putting out the lineups in formation order instead of just like the list? It would improve everybody's life. You're not giving away the script by doing that. You know, you're not giving a leg up to your opponents by letting them know what formation you're coming out in.
It's making it easier for like us.
Yes. So what speaking of things
that would make life easier for us, you should hit like and subscribe and all the buttons. All the buttons, RBLR, Sun FC, RBLR Sports on YouTube, where you can see our beautiful faces and our pretty scarves. We have our unused substitute scarves on today in memory of Matt, because we love him and we love all the work that he did with the unused subs. So if you go see us on YouTube, you can see the pretty scarves. So you should definitely go hit all the buttons and go see the YouTubes.
Two different scarves, in fact.
Yeah, I have to say, Tom is the cool one. He's got the OG one, like the first run. I have like the like, oh, they figured some stuff out and they made a summer scarf.
Yeah. I love it when a hot weather supporters group or club or whatever puts out a winter scarf for their first one, just because you want to get it out there. They're really nice to have when you need a winter scarf.
It's you're not awkward. Wrong, because I wore my winter scarf at the last game because I was very cold.
Yes. Yeah, Liz, you
always getting back to that game.
You point everywhere. If you're looking on YouTube, you know she points everywhere. I'm going to tell you right now, the buttons are, they're probably down below.
They're down below, yeah.
They're probably down below.
Right. They're down below in the doobly-doo. I know. I'm sorry.
There's buttons you can press over here, but that'll probably take you to a different video.
Oh, yeah, wait. No, don't press those buttons.
Don't press these buttons, okay? We don't get flipped, do we? Anyway. Yeah, so, yes. True. I believe in my my very sober state that I was in the game, that we came out in a 4-2-3-1, not the same as we did in the last game. I had it. And this makes sense when you think about it. Come on, back me up, guys, here. Four in the back, Page, Hendricks, Bissett, Victoria Haugen, Moore and Lystra as the defensive pivots, Sid Nicello, Carly Jimona, Tash Flint, and then Tash up Flint. There at the top, Parker Goines. And by the way, there was a pronunciation list that went out, and so now I'm going to screw up the names a little bit less. It is Parker Goines, not Goins. Goins, like coins.
Goins.
Okay. Yeah. I think the only complicated name we've gotten right out of the entire team is Jimona, and that's because it's an Italian name. I can get those every time.
I feel like that's kind of not
hard
on the scale. It's like a 2 on the hard scale. Come on now.
How would you have said it if I didn't tell you?
I don't know.
Jimona. Like, that's not right.
What is it? What are you talking
Jimona.
About?
Jimona.
Oh my.
People goodness. Do Gia. Okay. It's not Gia. It's Ja.
Right. As someone with a very mispronounced last name, I feel like they're not going to care that much.
All right. Well, we'll look. We can get into the weeds about this, but I'm not going to. I took 4 years in German. All right.
Okay. My bad.
Yeah. I'll pronounce
I took 4 years of Latin. We're going to talk about how
Latin. You Nobody speaks Latin. It's not necessary. Goins at top is a great look for us. We've been doing it a lot. and it paid off. She's a goal scorer. She likes to get into the box, and it pays off because we have players who like to find that wing space, like to get creative off to the wings. And it's pretty interesting. I did say Nicello on the left, Jimona in the middle, Flint on the right? And that's what it was when I wrote down where they were. But if you'll notice, the goal that was scored, 15th minute for us, I know we're hopping ahead, skipping over there, a goal. We'll get back to it. But so I'm talking formation right now. And this is something we like to do, and it's something DSB harps on. We like to be very fluid as a unit, as an 11-person unit. Nicello likes to drop back and interact with the defense. We'll get Haugen and Page coming up far. Goins will come back and help. Jimona will come back and help. On the goal, it was actually Flint on the left side. And this just goes to show how often those midfielders have the freedom to interact with each other, switch off. It was Flint on the left side serving in a ball to Parker in the middle, who flew through the air majestically and putting in the back of the net. Nothing the keeper could do. Well out of position, completely unmarked. It's at this point in the season, we've gotten kind of an identity. That's right there is kind of a very typical Tampa Sun goal. So we look good. We did what we had to. That was our goal in the 15th minute. Liz, do you want to backtrack a little bit to the third minute, perchance?
That's when Gotham scored.
That is, yes.
That sucked.
Yeah, it sucked. There's not much you can ever really say about a goal scored within 5. You know, it's not like, oh, we weren't tactically sound, they beat us. No, they came out quick with the discipline of an NWSL team, not afraid of a hostile environment, not afraid of a tight crowd, which is, you know, it's kind of unique at Blake, at Big Jim. It may not be the biggest stadium. You're not going to get the biggest crowds compared to some NWSL teams, but we are right there on the pitch.
Yeah.
Pat ourselves on the back in the middle of talking about getting scored on. But yeah, it was a weird one, and it's something you could always say about an early goal, but possession hadn't been established. They had probably had it for all 3 minutes. It would probably have been about 80, 90% Gotham possession, granted, 3 mm-hmm. minutes in. And the ball kind of, it came in, what happened? It came in from our right side, defensively speaking. and kind of bounced around a little bit, right? It happened.
Yeah, it bounced off the inside of the post, which I think it would have been in no matter what.
Yeah.
Because we don't have goal line technology and all that fancy stuff.
Right.
But there was almost nothing Orcus could have done to try and keep that from coming out, just from staying out, honestly. She
was diving right after it. Yeah.
Yeah. But Paige it bounced there. And then it bounced. It was rough.
Yeah. Paige was right there. She saw it go in and stop, saw it bounce and then started to move again. And then it was right back in the goal. It's hard to really fault anybody about that. That's just a good experienced team taking advantage quick. Your defense isn't quite set up, not quite into the game yet. Goalie hasn't had a chance to move or make a save. Defense hasn't had a chance to make a defensive stop. It's always going to be, weird. And to our credit, we let that third minute goal happen, shook it off, got it out of the system, came back and scored within another 12 minutes. We scored in the 15th. So, and from then on, I'm going to spoil the ending for you guys if you hadn't seen yet. But from then on, we played extremely sound defense. We held them 1-1 finish. I think probably for most of that first 15 minutes, we probably generated 4 or 5 really dangerous chances. Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of opportunities where you can hear the whole stadium gasp.
Those
really good ones. And I think even at 1-1, even at 1-0 down, we probably looked more dangerous as far as the generations we had. But it was a rare game where I think Gotham had all the possession, not all, but more possession than us.
Yeah.
Which is, it's rare for us because we're a possession-based team and we're normally the team holding possession and getting scored on a fast break or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting to see the shoe on the opposite foot there. See how the team adapted. The first team did well without possession. And then in the second half, the second team came in. And
literally the entire second half of the team. I was very happy to see that, honestly.
All 11 players. I love a meaningless friendly because all 11 players subbed off.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to go through what the subs are real quick?
Yes.
I got you. So from the back line, it was Paige, Hendricks, Bissett, Haugen. The second half back line, Aaliyah Pitts, Jackie Simpson, Bree Blethyn, Jordan Zaid. Let's hold there, talk about that, because more than anything else, I think that's the most interesting situation for us. You got 4 defensive starters, 4 defensive substitutes. That's 8. That's a big chunk of your team right there. The names that really, I mean, every name there really jumps out, because that's technically 2 players who are with you in the fall out of those 4. Blethyn as a training player. She's been there for a long time. I'll toot my own horn real quick. She was one of the players, my first show with RBLR. I named her as a player extremely likely to join the team. She never got the contract yet, but she did join the team. So I was right, okay?
Yes, you get that one, yes.
Yep. She was a 4-year defensive player with USF. Very sound defensively. Played for TBU. Just a good player. Loves the game. Is sticking around, making sure she gets her nose in. So it's good to see her get in there. She was number 3 on the field. If you were there, she was the 1 without the name on the back because she's not signed. And she played 45 minutes against an NWSL squad, and they looked fantastic. Didn't allow a goal. The left side, Aaliyah Pitts, who subbed in for Paige. That, my friends, is a high school senior.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah. So think about that for a second.
Yes.
She attends Steinbrenner High.
Okay.
Plays for TBU, trains with the Sun. She will be going up to Georgetown in the fall. So, whenever she graduates, which it's a she was a one of those players who, when we first started, was kind of getting in there a lot because we had to use a lot of our academy players. But she, I guess, is the youngest one, so she stuck around, and it paid off because she got in there for 45 strong minutes against Gotham FC.
Yeah.
Part of a back four that didn't allow a goal in the second half.
Yeah.
Alongside, it was Pitts, alongside Jackie Simpson, recent signing, who was a member of that practice squad, one of those training players, however you want to refer to him, right there with Bree Blethyn. And then on the right back was Jordan Zaid, who has been getting, I mean, it's hard to call her a second team player. She's been getting a lot of minutes. We've talked about her a lot on the podcast. We love her.
This is the Zaid train. We are conductors. Hop on.
put your little red hat on, right? Let's go.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's our back line that defended against the Gotham second and third team. Because I don't want to say, you know, Gotham came out with a strong unit. They had Esther out there. Who scored their goal? She's a normal piece of the team. That was a normal piece of the team, right?
that just really got me. I'm sorry.
Gabby Portillo. Yes. It's a 22-year-old Brazilian national team player.
Yeah.
And she played for a while, actually. Gotham ended up, they didn't do a whole team sub at halftime like we did. They left a lot of those starters in there for a little bit longer, hour mark, a little bit further even.
Did they?
They did. They did.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to take your word for it because there's no way to verify that.
Yes, there is a way.
wait, what?
Listening to the podcast.
Oh, fair enough. Yes.
Yes. But yeah, they left a lot of those players in for a little bit longer because it wasn't exactly their NWSL game day one starting lineup. They were missing some of their international players, letting them recover from international duty.
Mm-hmm. But shout out to the players that did come, by the way, just to sign autographs and take pictures with fans. Like, thank you so much. Like, I heard Rose, I didn't see her personally. I heard Rose Lavelle was there. Yeah. Like just to say hi and be with fans, which like, thank you so much. That's awesome.
Despite not playing. It's
yes. Yeah. I'm sure they're definitely listening right now, but yes, if it somehow gets back to them, that was awesome. I saw a lot of little girls who were very excited and very happy. About the players they did get to meet.
We know our girls are always good for it, but it was cool to see after a friendly. Cool to see our close personal friends.
Yeah.
Friends of the pod, Gotham FC. doing the good community work, helping grow the game.
Yeah.
So that was our back line of four, something that they really impressed me because they didn't allow a goal. They looked compact, they looked sound, they looked communicative. I know they probably don't get a lot of time to play together as a unit, except for, you know, scrimmages during training, and they blew the doors off of it. They were fantastic, and it's a lot of younger players, a lot of rookies. I mean, Pitt's not even a rookie, not even a freshman in college. So, hats off to them. Love it.
Yeah.
Let's move up the field a little bit. We had the typical midfield pivot. Morin Listrow started, and that's something I think you're going to see forever and ever until the end of time with the Tampa Bay Sun. Getting in there in the second half, Erica Timrak and Wasilla. Wasilla, oh, where's the pronunciation guide? Because we've been doing her name wrong, too.
Oh, dang it.
Yep. Wasilla, obviously, is correct. Wasilla Dua Sole, not Soale. Wasilla Dua Sole. Yeah.
Oh, Sole, like the mascot Sole?
Literally Sole, like our mascot. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's helpful. Okay.
That is cool. Yeah. So they came in. It's been a while since we've seen Wasilla being able to operate in there. She was seemed like she was a big part of that early Tampa Bay Sun.
I have to say, we had these big lineup changes from this first half to the second half, I want to say almost no change in tenacity, how we played, nothing. Mm-hmm. It was like there was no change. It was just like, oh, nope, because they knew exactly what to do. Go in and do the thing. That was something that was like, I couldn't pick a lot out because we just looked good.
Yeah.
We were holding Gotham. We were not letting them score. Like, and it happened. Yeah.
Please, if you were half paying attention, you would hardly realize we subbed out the entire team. Honestly.
Honestly. Yeah.
And that's a credit to the coaching staff. Every player is bought into the system at this point in the season. Every player knows what's expected of them at their role, at their position, their spot on the field, which is fluid. They can do what they want to, and they did. We're getting there, and it feels weird. I think part of the problem, I know, Liz, we've talked about this, where DSB talks about wanting to play pretty soccer, right? Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is she had what, 19, 20, 15 years at USF to build a culture around her game plan, a culture of understanding, get in, you know, a class of players at a time and make sure they buy into it. And it goes to show the difference between coaching college and coaching professionally, because you get this set up in the college ranks for years and years and years, and everybody buys into the system, and you're a successful USF Bulls women's program for a long, long time. But when you come into a new team, whether it be another college, whether it be a pro team, a brand new pro team or an existing one, whatever it is, when a coach comes in, they have to put down their stakes, put down their roots. And sometimes it takes a little bit. There have been growing pains for Tampa Bay, but that's only because we're a team that has an identity. And we have to imprint that on the players. You can see it on the field. You can see it when you look at other games. And I think other teams sometimes just want to play to their players' strengths, you know? Like, who do we have out there? And that defines what we do. We're not like that. We have a system. Yes.
Yeah.
What Denise
Shields does. Regardless of who's on the field. Yeah.
Isn't defined by who's out there. You know, she'll recruit the players that she wants that'll fit that system. Mm-hmm. But whoever you are, you're going to have to fit into that system. And I know I've said we have more players from USF than any other team has from any other one university, you know, but that's a credit to the program that she built there, the program that her husband took over there. And the fact that you want that chemistry, that continuity, that sense of sameness in the mind. Where when you sub off 11 players, you bring in 11 players who are going to play the exact same way. And that's what the pretty soccer is. We're getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if DSP is still listening at 30 minutes. We did at one point scream, oh, this is the pretty soccer.
It was the goal.
Could hear us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the goal was, I mean, it goes further back than the Flint pass to, you know, the stat sheet will show Goins' goal assisted by Flint, but it goes further back than that. It was Nocello using the fluidity that DSB allows her to track way, way far back into the defensive third, create a turnover herself, get the ball, dribble up through the midfield, dice some people up like she loves to do, and then give the ball to Flint. And that's why, you know, I said it earlier, Flint was on the left side, even though she started on the right. The reason she came over to the left is because Sydney Nocello dropped so far back defensively. So she dropped back, and then Jamona moved up to become a connector between her and the striker Goins, if need be. Flint moved over from the right side to the left to meet the on-rushing Sydney on the left side of the field. You know, if you're the Tampa Bay Sun, you want more in Lystra as the defensive pivots to be defensive pivots. When the ball is turned over and the defense has to give it up to somebody, you want them to find more. You want them to find Lystra. You want to make that buildup. But every buildup doesn't have to be slow. You can have that fast buildup. If somebody like Nocello drops back on the left wing to create a turnover, or if Flint drops back on the right wing to create a turnover, you want your entire offense to be able to shift. And that's what we saw. That was the pretty soccer. And my God, it was beautiful to watch.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
That's tactics, baby.
Yeah.
And we're barely just working our way through the second half lineup while we're talking about how good everybody is playing. Because I couldn't be happier with the team, you know? So Tim Rakvasila came in, did great, held down the shutout in the second half. We'll move up to that attacking midfielder sort of region. Nacello Jamona Flint, like I said, subbed out for Clark, Ashley Clark, on the left side. And then in the middle, it was our Icelandic goddess. I'm pausing for time so I can go to the... It was our Icelandic... No, she's Danish. She's Danish. Get your European straight. I'm talking about Andrea Hoekstadter.
Oh.
Hoekstadter. Not Hawk's daughter.
Oh,
Hoekstadter. Hoekstadter. Andrea Hoekstadter. Not Andrea Hawk's daughter. Andrea Hoekstadter. Yeah, we're having fun.
But I just never say another player name ever again.
I call her Andy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So Sydney came out, Carly came out, Tosh came out, and on came Ashley Clark, Andy. And on the right side, I love to see it. She looked so much better this game than she did in her debut. On the right wing, Ava Tankersley, the rookiest of rookies right now.
Yeah.
In her first game, she looked – she came out against Fort Lauderdale, right?
Late? Yes.
Yes. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it because we're past it. She looked lost in that game. She absolutely did. It looked like the lights were bright. Looked like she didn't want to make a mistake, which I understand. Looked like she didn't want to be in the wrong place, but by not wanting to be in the wrong place, she wasn't in the right place. It was different. The coaching staff – it all comes down to the coaching staff with Tampa Bay. We are fantastic there. Shout out DSB. Shout out Ashani Fairclough. Because Tankersley looked like a confident player. She was pressing hard, really bringing the heat. There's one clip that, you know, you can't find a lot from this game video-wise, but there was one clip going around of her pressing to no end a Brazilian national team player and creating a corner kick for us. So that's the kind of player that we can create very quickly just by seeing the potential in a great goal scorer, a great offensive player like Tankersley, and telling her there's more to it than just that. And it's, you can see how quickly it happens, I think. So I really wanted to shout out Ava's play specifically. And then up top, we took out Parker Goins. She got her goal. And we put in Cecilia Flew. Flew.
Sorry.
She doesn't need the Nielsen, she says. So, okay. Cecilia Flew. She came in for most of the game. And about the 60th minute, Dami Richardson came in. So it was good to see, make sure we get all the strikers involved. You know, that's that's a specialized position. It's a goal scorer's position. And I like what I saw about them. I think Dami coming in late as the sub meant she was the one taking a penalty kick in the surprise shootout. I think she got hers, right?
I believe she did, yes.
Okay, yeah. That would make sense, yeah. We had two made, two missed. I'm not sure or willing to call out who missed theirs. but I do want to say...
No, because I think one went wide and one got saved.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that was... I mean... Yeah. But it was
Don't worry about it.
How often do you think we practice penalty kicks, you know? Really?
Well, I bet more than you would think because of how much we get fouled.
Well, to that end, who do you think is practicing that? Whoever is practicing,
probably not the people on the second team.
Exactly.
Probably everyone, but there's probably more focus on the Tosh Flynn
We're less expecting Erica Timrak to make a, you know, have to make a penalty shot, you know?
Yeah.
If a foul happens when Timrak's on the field, we're probably going to ask Jamona or Flint or Jade or Parker to take it.
Yeah. That's fair.
And because in league play, has the league really been clear about the playoff format?
Has the league been clear about anything? No, I'm kidding. Just in case a friend of the pod, Amanda Vandevoort, is watching. We love the league. We're just kidding. It's hard to get everything all figured out in one.
Yes. First season, you know?
As far as I know, it's the top four teams, the end. And I assume it's going to have to go to, I assume, because it's the way the USL Championship works.
Right.
30 minutes, you shoot out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can't have a tie and, oh, Eureka, thanks. Great.
Of course. Still producer Eureka is like, oh, wait, no, I know exactly where this is. Let me copy paste it real quick.
Liz, can you read that paragraph while I stall for time real quick?
Absolutely. Yeah. At the conclusion of the regular season.
Read it to yourself, please. I'm stalling for time.
I thought you said to read it.
You know, read the whole paragraph out loud. Why don't you?
I thought that's what you. That's really what you wanted. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought you were like, yeah, read it out loud while I stall.
Out loud.
To go look at something else. See? Okay, see, stupid producer thought so too.
What do we think stalling means? I'm going to do something with my hands for the video?
No,
viewer?
It means you're going to go look something up while I read something to entertain the people listening. Super producer Eureka. Wow. Amazing. We're on the same page.
The soccer podcast gods are looking down on us right now. They're mad at me, apparently.
Yeah.
So, you can't have a playoff game in and tie. So, Liz, tell us what happens. Tell us about the postseason, why don't you? In your own
words. Now you want me to read the paragraph?
No. In your own words.
Actually doesn't say anything about if they're about ties, so that's fun.
Great. So we can assume everything about this league has been just like the championship, though, you know?
Yeah. With
the international roster spots, all that kind of stuff. So we can pretty safely assume it would be the same rules. It would be a 30-minute extra time period and then a shootout, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not near the playoffs yet. And I don't mean that as like a standing. I mean that as the league is not temporally close to the playoffs. We are a ways off. Couple weeks. Maybe it's about time to start practicing, yes. And that's what this was. 3 weeks?
3 months.
That's a long time, Liz.
Is it, though, when you don't play that many more games?
They practice every day. As a high school sports coach, when you practice every day, the season feels extremely long. So I can only imagine what this season is like.
Yeah.
So yeah, what we're getting at is the people who were out there were our second team players, and not to, you know, poo-poo them or nothing, but those aren't the players who will be taking penalty shots in the course of play. Or during a playoff game, she's going to utilize the lineup in a different way. Flu, I think maybe didn't start because she was recovering from her two games with Denmark. Right. I think Clark would probably Hoxhaetir, probably the same thing. Although, you know, where do you put her in? Jamona, Nacella, Flynn, Hoxhaetir, all very strong players. Ashley Clark, she's kind of a super sub. So I could see if the game goes late and somebody looks tired in a playoff game, I could see Ashley Clark coming on for sure.
Yes.
But I think in large part, that first half lineup is kind of going to be what we rock with in a playoff game, you know. That's those are our 11. I didn't mention Orcus did come off as well.
Actually about to ask, do you think that includes the keeper in that lineup?
Yes, yeah. I highly doubt the keeper gets subbed off unless I highly doubt the keeper gets subbed off. I was gonna say unless Sydney Schneider is some secret like penalty kick specialist. To take nothing away from her, she pitched a shutout. She is not a penalty kick specialist. And granted, how hard are you studying for the penalty kicks in a friendly when you're not even sure if it's going to penalty kicks?
And you've been with the club for like a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And a minute.
To be fair, we're not 100% sure if Orcus is still the first choice keeper over Schneider.
Yeah.
She's still integrating.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sydney Schneider did get her first 45 plus, if you count the shootout. She got her first 45 plus minutes intent based on yellow, which was great to see. She's a great player. She's a player who got a shout out from the Gotham FC coach after the game because she's a known quantity in the international game playing for Jamaica. So that's really cool to see. We just keep being stacked at so many positions, you know, especially goalkeeper. And I hope Kellett is enjoying her time not having to play.
So mean.
It's not mean. I've seen interviews with her. She's not the most enthusiastic soccer player. She's just really good at it. She's just really good at it.
Okay.
Lauren, if you're listening, you're really good at it. Okay. What?
I'm sorry. I just love all of them.
Yeah. You love all of them equally.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so speaking of Sydney's first minutes in Tampa Bay Sun yellow, Liz, how did those, and we're both wearing it, mm-hmm. How did those yellow jerseys look at home?
Oh, they looked phenomenal, honestly. Huh. Yeah, they look great. Yeah. I have to hand it to, like, I mean, they're simple, but they're classic, and they look good on everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan.
Just enough with the gradient, too, to, like, really...
Yeah.
Looked mm-hmm. like something too many teams. Yeah. Just a shout out Rowdies with the straight up Volt kit. Oh, all one color, and it's the worst color God ever invented. Great job there.
That is incorrect.
We don't have to relitigate the Volt debate on this stage, okay? Especially because I'm right.
You're not right.
Anyway, so yeah, the Gotham coach, what's his name? JCA are his initials, and that's as far as we need to go there. He was an interesting interview post game. You got a chance to watch this, Liz?
I did not.
Okay. He was interesting. He got asked about the potential of a Women's Open Cup, was extremely on board for it. He likes the idea of, you know, the cooperation. We need the cooperation at the top level. He was really high on a couple players he named specifically, and it would kind of be the names you would think. He called out Jade Moore, called out Tasha Flint as being a great player, mentioned Sydney Snyder, plays for Jamaica, is a great player. Sydney DeCello, everybody knows she's great. What did surprise me a little bit is he also mentioned Brooke Hendricks. And she's not a player. She came to us from, I want to say, Reading, which I think is, if they're in the WSL, they're a lower table club. She hasn't really played for, you know, an Arsenal, a Tottenham, a Man U, none of those big name clubs out there in England. I feel like she's a player he probably noticed that night and saw the quality that she brings. Mm-hmm. And if you're a Sun fan, you know,
you already know,
you know damn well how good Henny is.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So to kind of get one of our quote unquote not big name players recognized publicly by the NWSL coach. You know, we're not out here, you know, simping for praise from the NWSL club. You know, not by any measures. DSB would slap me if I even inferred that. But to have any other team's coach, whoever it would be, Spokane coach, Dallas coach, Gotham coach, go out of their way to say, yeah, Brooke Hendricks is a good player. I think that really speaks to the quality of Brooke Hendricks.
No, and yeah, and you're right. If you're a Sun fan, you know how good she is just watching her on the field. And that's how apparent it is. It's one, all it takes is one game.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The whole game. Yeah. And I think part of it is that the eye is immediately drawn to Brooke Hendricks because she still has to wear the face shield.
But she wore her Batman mask for the Gotham game.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. she was born in Riverfront Stadium.
We love her. We're not making fun of her, I promise.
No, Brooke, we love you so much.
Yes. No.
Yeah. Both of our Brooks, Denny and Henny, we love you.
Yes.
Yeah. We like having players with the same name, Sydney, Ashley, Brooke. But yes. Yeah, so that was it was cool to see that. It was cool to get. I like whoever asked that question in the postgame presser about, you know, what do you think about, you know, they called Copa de la Reina, the Spanish version, because he's from Spain. But it's a women's Open Cup. And the more NWCL coaches we publicly get on the record of saying it was James Knowles.
Of RBLR, course it was James.
Very own James Knowles.
Of course it was James asking the important questions.
Yeah. The more NWCL coaches we get on the record of saying, yes, it would be a good thing if we could play interleague competition. If we can make that happen, that is so important because it's every little thing, big stretch. Let's get it. Oh, every little thing helps. Liz, you got any more thoughts on what was honestly a really fun night of soccer against Gotham?
No, I mean, first of all, if you missed it, I'm so sorry, because that was a great night. I was absolutely exhausted afterwards, but that was a great night. I should definitely tell you that you should hit up the next Sun game for sure. And oh, yeah. Fafo's so cute.
I know, I hate him.
He's so adorable.
He doesn't even know.
No, he doesn't even know how adorable he is.
He's on camera.
What a cutie patootie. Fafo says that you should subscribe. Hit the button below.
Down, yeah.
Down there.
After you hit those buttons, feel free to click whatever else you want to.
Yeah. But hit subscribe. Yeah. Hit like. Tell us if you went to the game, and on a scale of 10 to 10, how much fun you had.
Yeah. 10 to 10. I had 10 funds.
Yeah.
I had all the funds I was allowed to have, 10 of them.
Oh yeah.
I have an ankle bracelet that goes off if I have 11 funds.
Tom.
You don't?
Tom. We can't make those jokes.
Anyway, our players are so good, and partly we played more games than anybody. We had 3 players named to the team of the month for February.
We did.
Yeah, they were. And stop me if any of these names surprise you.
Yeah.
Carly Jamona. She was named to the starting 11 for the team of the month. A goal, an assist, 8 shots, 5 for 5 on her challenges, on her tackles. My God, she's getting stuck in. Let's get it. And to the team of the month bench. Come on, really.
That sounds like a cop out for we wanted to put more players, but yeah. This is how we're doing that.
The honorable mention, it sounds better than bench.
Or like second starting 11 or something. Like
you too, yeah.
Yeah, like that definitely happens in the USL Championship where they do like a best second starting 11 or something.
I think they do. But yeah. Our 2 bench players could hardly see the field, they're so bad. Where Brooke Hendrickson is Sydney Nocello. Come on. Solid.
Yeah. I did like having Brooke Hendricks recognized.
Yeah. She deserves it.
I
want nothing but the best for her.
Yeah.
A player who was willing to go into a diving header against Dallas to have her orbital fractured. My God, that's the player I want on my team.
Yeah.
All right, Liz, what do we got next? What's happening this weekend?
We are going away to Fluted.
To Fluted. Yep. This will be the 3rd match against them.
Yeah, if we could maybe end this draw streak.
Yeah, just in general.
That'd be great.
Overall. Yeah.
Fort Drawderdale.
Fort Drawderdale. or Time tie Pabay son, because we're the ones on a draw streak. No, nobody likes
no.
that.
No, I should we like Fort Drawderdale.
I should leave right now.
Just get out.
Sorry, I'm not going. I'm not goings. Yeah, see, it's not that funny. no, but yeah, we're on a draw streak in general. What is it? Four in a row, I want to say. Four, five, almost. Four.
Literally since last season.
Yeah. Since this entire year, we've done nothing but draw. Not only that, but also two games against Fort Lauderdale, two draws. Actually, the preseason game, wasn't that a draw? It was. Good God. That's three draws. Yeah. Three draws against Fort Lauderdale, two that counted.
Tampa based on the team cursed to draw.
Yeah. So I don't want to say, please God, somebody win this.
Need to win this.
Please God, we win this.
Yes.
So it's going to take a lot, you know. This is a hot Fort Lauderdale team. Okay.
Yeah, Mia Corbin just scored again.
She does that. She's creeping up in the Golden Boot race against another Fort Lauderdale player, Addie McCain. How do they have
two players? I was like, "Oh, at least Addie McCain didn't score." But
right, yeah. Mia Corbin did. I don't know. Mia Corbin's from Carolina. Thank God. I screwed up there. But, yeah, Mia Corbin scored for Carolina in their last game. Mm-hmm. And it was honestly, Carolina looked like they had the better of it in the first half, right? Did you get a load of this game, Liz? Did you catch this? Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I watched some of the Fort Lauderdale Carolina game just in time to at least text my friend that their field looked crunchy. to which she said, "It's been really cold. Please be nice." And I was like, okay fair enough. Sorry. Yeah, no, but Carolina looked a little bit behind. They were okay, and then this laggy, little behind, little slow.
Yeah,
it was right after Riley Parker came out.
Yeah, imagine that, right? Yeah. The most energetic player in maybe world soccer. but yeah, it was a good goal by Mia Corbin. And I think the 28th minute they scored, Carolina. And it was a goal where she was kind of unmarked in the middle of the box, like the dead center, middle of the box, middle of the field type situation, off of a cross from the left side. And all I think of when I see somebody scoring off of a cross from the left side to an unmarked player in the middle is Nacella or Flint serving in a ball to Parker Goins in the middle. You know? Mm-hmm. If that's the kind of stuff that Fort Lauderdale is going to let happen to them, that's the kind of stuff we can capitalize on and make happen for ourselves.
Yeah, I am fairly sure that DSB is going to go in and be like, no, this ends here.
Yeah.
It's very like, no, we have to win because I'm sick of drawing.
Yeah, I hesitate.
She's going to take it personally now.
She should. Every single player in that locker room should take this game very personally. After the way the last game went.
Let's recap. Sydney Nacella getting a friggin' elbow to the face.
And you know she's going to take, she takes everything personally. She looked crazy against Gotham.
She ran her heart out in this last game because we thought we were like, oh, she wants to prove herself because she was, you know, an NWSL drafty and all that. And now she's going to be even madder in this game because they made her bleed.
Yeah. I would hesitate to impress too much importance on any one game, but this may be the most important game in Tampa Bay Sun history. Fort Lauderdale is second.
So far.
They are second. So far, obviously, so far. I'm not predicting the future here. Fort Lauderdale is second in the table, number one in the power rankings. We've drawn them twice. There are local derby rivals. If we need to come out and make a statement early in this second half of the season, it is this game right now, this Saturday. We have to. We don't have to win it. There's 3 months left. But we have to win.
Yeah, no, we have to win.
It would be so good if we won. Yeah.
Those power rankings were rude.
Power rankings aren't real. It's fake. Made up by one person. So, look, in the last game, Fort Lauderdale came out hot in the second half. They were down 1-0. They adjusted, and they adjusted well. It was Kiara Locklear who served in the assist in the 47th minute. I have to take a quick time out about Kiara Locklear. Her first name is Kiara. Okay. Mm-hmm. Her last name used to be Prowley, mm-hmm. but she got married and now her last name is Locklear. Right. So she's Kiara mm-hmm. Locklear. If you go to the league website and you try to look her up to find out her stats, she is still listed as Prowley Prowley, her old unmarried last name as her first name and her last name. So she's not Prowley Prowley. She's not Prowley anything. She's Kiara Locklear. Get it together, guys. I know, right? I used to call her Prowley Prowley because I thought that's what her name was and I thought it was funny. Turns out it was wrong from the get-go and it's double wrong now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shout out to the Super League website trying their best.
Who's your admin? Figure it out, my guy.
Yeah.
But Locklear has been a huge signing. She was kind of late in the fall season. They picked her up out of college. She's only played 5 games, but boy, what an impact. 7 shots, 3 goals, 3 assists in 5 games. She's immediately one of the most important players in that team. Right behind, Jasmine Hamid and Addie McCain? Colette Marsh, the goalie? Cassette Marsh, not Colette?
I know. It's important to note, though, they've only scored 2 goals in their last 6 matches.
Wow. Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
That's not good.
Yes, according to the league website, which I do hope is correct.
I would
think on the power rankings now.
I would think the scores are right, even if the names aren't, right?
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale continued its scoring streak of 2 goals in its last 6 matches, leading the league with 23 goals scored.
Well, it's a lot of goals scored, but not lately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Addie McCain's cooled off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carly Gimeno's sneaking up on her.
Yeah, so we've drawn our last 3, including the last one time we played Fort Lauderdale. So, okay.
4 if you count.
Think our back line, though, looks a lot better than it did when we played Fort Lauderdale, and that was our biggest flaw.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm just going to go ahead and give my score prediction. I'm predicting a 3-2 win.
That's
crazy. Yeah.
You think?
3-2 win. Yes.
Why? Tell me about that.
Isn't that what I said in the Discord?
No.
Wait, what did I say in the Discord?
You said 2-1.
Did I say 2-1? Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant.
No. You said 3-2 now.
Oh, it's 3-2 now? Okay, then 3-2. Yeah. Either way, we win. Break this stupid tie. Good. I think I probably said 2-1 because Sunrise said 1-1, and Sunrise is
we're mad wrong. We're mad at a spreadsheet is what we are.
Yes.
All right, my prediction.
Been so mad at a equation.
I went to high school. I've been mad at a lot of equations. I had to retake geometry.
That's okay. So did I.
I've been real mad at equations.
I had to retake it in college. If that helps.
We're idiots, aren't we?
When it comes to math.
When it comes to math,
hard.
We don't
math's
have to do
hard.
Math. No, we got a different type of intelligence.
No, that's why we have Eureka to do the math for us.
Yes, he's our math guy. Yes. We're the vibes people. My score prediction, 2-0. We win. Our backline has gotten better. Addie McCain has cooled off. You know? I am
shocked.
If we get through the first half without a goal being scored, I will guarantee we get through the second half without a goal being scored.
Okay.
It's all about that first half for us. We can't get shocked. We have to recover well from any dangerous chances. When Gotham scored on us, we got right back on the horse and kept riding. We just have to not let that first thing happen. And I think we've adjusted well. I think we've seen the play. I think we know how to react. I think everything is starting to click for us now. I hope this is where the season turns around. And super producer Eureka, oh ye of little faith, he is suggesting a 2-2 draw. A late goal by us to get the point, all gas, no defense.
For both teams, interesting.
Wow. I mean, could be, because
Rico with the hot takes.
His isn't really a hot take.
He just wants to get noticed by DSB in the locker room.
Yeah, yeah, wants to get called out. Loves it. Is it really a hot take though? If we've drawn three games against them, is a draw a hot take, or is it the sensible take? Are we the ones with the hot take?
Shut up.
Okay. All right. Fair. You know what? My bad. Yeah. All right.
No, nobody asked for rational thinking here. Hold on. That's not what we bring to this podcast.
Right, right. Hey, I don't care what people ask for. That's the energy here, okay?
Yeah. Okay, yes, technically that's we're more unhinged, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if me saying Fort Lauderdale doesn't score is crazier or you saying it's a 5-goal game is crazier.
I just like goals.
Hey, who doesn't? Goalies.
Yeah. Oh, who doesn't? The wonderful human being who buys all of our smoke. We love him. Thank you.
Yeah, right. He would much prefer a 1-0 win, I think. Every game from now until the end of history. It's a big game for us, so I look forward to it. And if you plan on watching that game at 7:30 on Saturday, I hope you also plan on taking an hour right after that to take a nap or smoke a joint or drink a beer or two, because 10:30 the Tampa Bay Rowdies open their season. And we support men's soccer here too. I think they need the support. It's a growing game here in this country, men's soccer. And I think the more people that come around to it, I think it's just going to grow more and more. I think little boys growing up need to see that soccer is a sport they could play too. It's not just for girls.
Oh, that was nice. Everyone watches men's sports.
Everyone watches men. Everyone watches. Oh, too many people. Yeah.
Too many balls.
Yeah, too many balls. Too many balls. Boston got it. Boston knows.
Yep.
So yeah.
So make sure you do tune in though. That'll be the Rowdies away opener. They don't have a home opener for a minute, because of Al Lang renovations, unfortunately. So we have to cheer on our green and gold lads as well. Yeah.
But yeah. It's a we're a fortunate city to have a women's pro team and a men's pro team. So let's go.
Yes, it's the Tampa Bay Suns.
Yeah. Let's go the Sun and let's go our Suns.
Our Suns.
Our sweet baby boys.
Yeah, is our match the only USL match this week?
For the Super League? Probably not. I didn't check. I coach a high school lacrosse team, Liz. I'm busy.
I have too many ad blockers on to make the USL website work.
We are...
Which means I have a lot of ad blockers.
No, 7:30, it's us versus Fort Lauderdale. 9 o'clock on Saturday, it's Spokane versus Carolina. I wish them the best. I will be watching the Rowdies game.
Yeah.
Actually, 9 to... Wow, yeah, just spend that time watching that.
Wait, no, 9 to 10:30? Yeah. That's exactly... Oh, no, it'll be 2 hours.
That's almost as long as the game. Yeah. Yeah, as soon as our game ends, turn on Zephyr versus Scent. And then turn on the Rowdies when that starts.
Yeah.
And then actually, Liz, this is a rare Super League weekend. Everybody's in action.
What?
Sunday, March 9th, 2 p.m., DC versus Lexington. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. You're probably dead if that doesn't get you ready to watch some soccer. That's going to be a banger. Look, they're both surprising. Lexington and DC, they both had some surprising results already, right?
Okay, yeah, that's fair. All right.
This is the spring season. Leave all your
Actually, this is the game where nobody knows what the heck is going to happen.
That's exciting.
And we will not know what the final score will be until the final whistle. Yeah. We will be up in the air until then.
Both teams have interim head coaches. That's fun. Yeah, leave whatever you think about the Super League behind in the fall, because we're in the spring now, and that's different. And then at 5 p.m. on Sunday, what would be one of the greatest games of the fall season. Dallas Trinity hosts Brooklyn FC. And I say that would be the greatest game of the fall season because those teams were super hot. They were trading blows back and forth. Again, Brooklyn drew Lexington 0-0 this past weekend. So, like, who are they, okay? And Dallas lost to Spokane. So who are they even?
They did?
Yeah. Yeah, oh my God. 1-0. Yeah, welcome to the spring. Welcome to 2025. Things are different.
Throw everything you knew about the Super League out the door.
Seriously, yeah. Yeah, so the more I think about it, the more interesting those two Sunday games
become. Well, not everything. Brooklyn's still good.
Brooklyn's still good. The Tampa Bay Sun are still the best team.
Yeah.
We're just ramping up slowly. But yeah, the more... Not good. They drew Lexington 0-0. How good are they?
Oh my God, did they? Oh, it was really cold.
Oh, the cold did it? The team from New York City was cold?
It was like really cold. It was like, almost...
They're okay. Oh no, that's true. They went to Italy all winter, and so they were eating pizzas and pot pies and meatballs and pasta primavera and chicken parmesans and meatball subs.
Not every person on that team is from New York.
Whatever. The cold shouldn't have... That's not all of it. We'll see, because they go to Dallas, and Dallas isn't going to be cold.
All right. Yeah, we'll see.
Those Sunday games. I'm interested.
Yes. Make sure you tune in. It's Peacock for most everyone. Yes. We will cover them next week. So you should tune in. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the buttons. RBLR Sun FC. RBLR Sports.
I just forgot
what our YouTube is again.
Yeah, RBLR on YouTube. RBLR Sports on YouTube.
Eureka, put the thingy up for me.
Put the thingy up.
RBLR. It is RBL. I knew it was RBLR Sports. Why did I second guess myself? I knew what it was.
You're an hour in.
Yeah, it's an hour in, and I'm exhausted, and it's been an emotionally draining day already.
Join us on Blue Sky.
Yes. Follow us on Blue Sky. Hit the buttons.
Me.
Let us know if you went to the game in the comments.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.